Public sector unions in Vermont are not happy that on Wednesday the Supreme Court decided that non-union members will not have to help pay for collective bargaining. VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports.
Vermont was one of 22 states where public sector workers could be asked to pay a fair share fee, even if they weren't in the union. But on Wednesday, the Supreme Court said the practice was unconstitutional. Justice Samuel Alito wrote the majority opinion and said the practice forces employees to support a union, even if they, quote, strongly object to the positions the union takes in collective bargaining and related activities. Steve Howard is the executive director of the Vermont State Employees Association.
My reaction is that it's a victory for the billionaire class that has funded this lawsuit to try to break the back of organized labor throughout the country.
Howard says the union lost a little less than $800,000 in money it now can't collect from non-union members due to the court's decision. That's about a quarter of the VSEA's $3.5 million budget. He says since the court's ruling on Wednesday, three people have left the union, but 55 have joined.
So I do have some concern, but I think people know that the VSEA has fought hard for state employees and that we've been effective and that we know how to win on their behalf.
Another union, the Vermont NEA, represents a little over 13,000 teachers in the state. Communications Director Darren Allen says they see this as an opportunity to reach out to non-members and expand union membership.
And say, look, it's going to be better for you and better for kids if you join with the vast majority of your colleagues who believe in this union because it does empower educators to make our schools as good as they can be.
Allen says prior to the Supreme Court's decision, there were about 1,100 non-members paying fair share fees. Vermont politicians also weighed in on the court's ruling. Governor Phil Scott disagreed with the decision and said he supported fair share fees when he was in the state Senate.
I believe that in some capacity that people should pay if somebody is representing them and negotiating for them. They should pay something.
Vermont House Minority Leader Don Turner, who's also running to be lieutenant governor, says he respects the court's decision.
I think this outcome is fair and respectful of the people's personal finances and positions. I do support collective bargaining rights and will continue to work toward solutions to problems that will work for both labor and management.
In a tweet, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said the ruling is a, quote, major setback for working families, and we must make it easier, not harder, to join a union. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.